I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. I'm delighted to have a friend in the studio that I haven't had here for a while, Jeannie Walker from Poplar Grove Plantation. And I just had to have Jeannie in because the biggest event of the year at Poplar Grove is coming up, their Halloween Festival. Two frightful weekends this year. And we'll have a little time later in the interview to talk about another event much later this month called the second annual Happy Tales Dog Expo, which just sounds great. So first of all, Jeannie, thank you for coming.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to reach your audience. It's a privilege.
Oh, we love Poplar Grove. It's such an interesting place. And 1850s peanut plantation?
Well, the plantation dates back to before 1795. It was given by a land grant, but in 1795 it was purchased by the Foy family, and they built the existing manor house, which dates back to 1850.
Uh-huh.
The original house was on the Intercoastal, but it burnt down. So with the Plank Road and the railroad coming up, they built it right on Route 17. What's Route 17 now?
Right, in Scotts Hill.
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the Halloween Festival, Two Frightful Weekends. I understand it's October 12th through 14th and October 19th through 21st this year, getting a little jump on Halloween. Mm. And on Fridays, the festival opens at 6 in the evening. On Saturdays and Sundays, it opens at 2 in the afternoon. How late does it run?
Fridays and Saturdays, it runs until 11, but if there are people still waiting in line to go on the hayride or go in the barn, you know, we let them all go through. And on Sundays, it closes at 10, but again, if there's people waiting in line, of course, you know, you're going to get to go on the hayride and go in the barn. So,
good. Yeah. Well, kind of walk us through it, Jeannie. Talk about all the things that are there, because there's a lot. Basically,
there is.
Admission is free, but
yes.
Then once you get in, there are various things you might want to pay to participate in.
Yes. Well, the biggest thing that we have is the haunted hayride and the haunted barn. They're haunted by students from Topsail High School Drama Club and the National Honor Society, and they are also raising funds. This is a fundraiser for nonprofit Poplar Grove, as well as Topsail High School, and also for the Hampstead Fire Department, who helps us with the parking. So they appreciate it if you give them a donation on your way in to park. But we have the haunted hayride and the haunted barn. We have a kiddie fun house for little ones. That's for small ones like 2 to 8.
Not so scary.
Right. It's totally non-scary. There's a little puppet show. There's a storyteller. They get to go through a castle, and then they fish for a prize. Everybody comes out with a little prize. So that's for the little ones. We also have for the little ones pony rides. And for all children, there are inflatable rides, which are fabulous because they're outside. The children get exercise. They have fun. And then they're tired. So
that's good. You have like the bouncy castle.
Yes, bouncy rides, slides, the ball pit, all of those different rides. There's about 8 or 10 of them.
Wow.
New this year, we have a preteen haunted barn. That'll be in the afternoon before we start the really scary haunted barn. And that's for kids between the ages of 8 and 12. It's a version of the haunted barn that's toned down a little bit for that age, and also for us adults who are afraid of the dark.
Yeah, now, have you seen any of that built yet? Have you seen what that's looking like at this point?
Well, actually, I've gotten a little peek. We have a group of volunteers that we call them affectionately the geriatric crew, and they've been building the inside of the barn this week. Next week, they'll be out on the hayride trail. So I think it's different this year. This year, it's Terror Town. Last year, it was Scary Tales. This year, it's all new. It's very scary. And to say that you're going to be surprised is an understatement. So.
Terror Town. Okay, my gosh. Alrighty. So we're talking about the haunted barn, the haunted hayride, and the tamer versions of those, the kiddie fun house, inflatables. There's also carnival games and gem mining.
Yep. We have new this year is gem mining. And also new this year is camel rides. We're going to be having camel rides. So I am going to get in on that because I've never been on a camel. We also have, a mini train ride. We have pony rides and we have a palm reader.
Oh, yes. Madame von Sloopenstein.
Yes.
And you know, there are people that wait every year to go to Poplar Grove.
That's
to
right.
To get their reading from Madame von Sloopenstein.
That's and right.
And then Madame Deborah is also giving her tarot card readings. A lot of folks go to get their reading for the year from
Madame
Deborah.
Yes, and they will wait hours.
Yes. And you know, folks laugh about that, but some folks take it seriously. And I know both of those people.
Oh, you do?
Both the palm reader and the tarot card reader. And they take it seriously. And they do it with great integrity. It's very interesting.
They do. They're very caring women.
Yeah, and, they are. They are.
And they do a great job. So that's always fun. Even if you don't believe in that sort of thing, it's a fun experience anyway.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And there is, you said, a petting zoo. And oh,
we have
year,
a petting zoo.
New? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
that's
have pumpkins this year.
Yep. We have pumpkins this year. We have a gentleman that's going to be selling pumpkins. And also the petting zoo, as you just mentioned, is new this year. So that'll be fun for the little ones. We have an afternoon hayride that's not scary. That's just a nice ride through Abbey Nature Preserve. And then on Saturday the 20th, we have the annual costume contest. That's for all ages, and that is my personal favorite. Last year, we had a little box of raisins. She was adorable. We had a ballerina in a box that turned around. We had the Invisible Man. Every year, it just amazes me, the costumes that people make. It's a lot of fun.
I love those homemade creative
me
costumes.
Me too.
They're so interesting. The best Halloween costume I ever saw was at a theater party, and it was folks from the costuming department. And there were six of them, and they had built themselves a Crayola crayons box that was painted to look exactly like the real thing. Mm-hmm. There were six people inside of it. Each of them had like a pointy head. They had made like the top of a crayon, and they were dressed like one person all in a green leotard is the green, and then a blue, and then a red. Oh, it was amazing. They were so tight in this box, they had to like hop simultaneously.
Oh my goodness.
To go anywhere.
Oh, so not only was it neat to look at, but it was entertaining as well.
It was hysterical. Just watching them come up the front porch of
the
house.
Oh my gosh, how did they do that?
Amazing. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jeannie Walker from Poplar Grove Plantation, talking about their biggest event of the year, the Halloween Festival. Two frightful weekends this time, October 12th through 14th and 19th through 21, opening Friday nights at 6 and Saturdays and Sundays at 2, including the famous Haunted Barn, Terror Town this year, Haunted Hayride, and lots of other amazing events. There is no admission for this event, though if you come in and you want to do one of the rides or the attractions, there's an additional cost for that, and the proceeds do benefit the nonprofit Poplar Grove Plantation and also
Topsail High School Drama Department and their National Honor Society. And also if you care to donate to the Hampstead Fire Department, you're welcome to do that, and that helps them out.
Great. And the location for Poplar Grove is
10200 US 17. That's right at the Pender, New Hanover County line.
And if you're driving out of Wilmington, you're driving, it's off on the right, just when you get into Scotts Hill. You can also go to poplargrove.com, the website, and see details about this. The phone number out there is 910-686-9518. Jeannie, we've got about two and a half minutes left. Let's talk about the second annual Happy Tales Dog Expo. Tell us about that.
Well, we did this for the first time last year. It's on Sunday the 28th from noon until 4 p.m. We have demonstrations. Azalea Dog Training will demonstrate agility as well as obedience. The New Hanover County Canine Unit will have a live action demonstration. There will be a Fido fashion show, so you can get your holiday outfits as well as everyday wear. We've had the dandiest dog costume contest for years. Usually that's with the Halloween festival. But now that we have the Happy Tales, they have that. Yeah, yeah. And there are nice prizes with that. We have a Do You Look Like Your Dog contest.
Oh, no.
So bring your jowls and your curly tops or whatever.
Some people do look like their dogs.
Yes.
The longer they have them, it's kind of funny.
We also have Kneetop the Painting Dog.
Oh. He's the best little guy.
He is, and he donates his paintings to charity.
Yeah.
And the best thing that we have is we have a number of rescues there. Last year, I think there were four or five dogs, at least four, possibly five, that were adopted from Happy Tales. So that was really nice. And there will also be vendors there with different types of dog products and foods and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's $5 per person, but furry friends and under five are free.
Oh, so you definitely should bring your dog when you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it's fun.
The second annual Happy Tales Dog Expo. Of course, that's T-A-I-L-S. It's October 28th, and the hours again are?
Noon to 4 p.m.
Noon to 4 p.m., and that's on a Saturday.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Jeannie, thank you. This just sounds like so much fun, both the Halloween Festival and the Happy Tales Dog Expo. I hope that everybody who's listening can find their way out to the Poplar Grove Plantation and enjoy these great offerings.
Thank you so much, Jamila.
You're welcome.